Serving as my guide through this review of 2015 in business is Edgar Norton. He's professor of finance at Illinois State University. Edgar, let's get right to the countdown, starting with the 10th biggest news story of the past year. What comes in at number 10?
Well, number 10 is some changes in the Social Security system that caught some people by surprise. They were passed by Congress in the last few months of 2015 and signed by the president. And so that has a big impact going forward on people who are nearing retirement age.
Like, for instance, what's the biggest change people need to be aware of?
Well, there's two main changes that they made. One was called a change in the file and suspend strategy. You can no longer do that. What happened there under file and suspend was, for example, I could file for Social Security benefits and immediately suspend them, meaning I would not get a Social Security check, but my wife could get her spousal Social Security benefit. And that's no longer allowed. If you're going to file and suspend, nobody gets a check. You or your spouse will not get a check. Another strategy that we can no longer do is called a restricted application. In other words, I could file for spousal benefits, not for my own benefits, but I can file for spousal benefits. I can file a restricted application just for spousal benefits and no more. If you're filing, you're filing for your benefit, and you'll get whichever benefit is larger, either your own benefit or the spousal benefit.
And as you mentioned, this was just signed into law fairly recently by the president, so it's going to be something that's going to impact the coming tax season, so people need to be aware of that as they...
Or just strategies. Taxes. If you were going to hit 65, 66 in the next few months, you probably need to talk to a financial planner to figure out what's the best strategy for me going forward to maximize my Social Security benefits.
Number 9, we have on the list as stock market volatility returns. I didn't realize it had gone away, but tell me a little bit about that.
It's a little bit worse this year. The stock market, we're ending the year about the same place we started the year in terms of the S&P 500.
But the ups and downs were higher.
But boy, it was a roller coaster. We hit a high back in July, mid-July. And then we hit a low just a month and a half later. And then we went back almost up to the high again in November. So the last half of the year, because of uncertainty about the Fed and oil prices, the economy, politics, whatever's happening in the world, we've had a return to volatility in the stock market. And that just makes things a little tougher for as we look at the 401k balances and we hear the news. It just puts a bigger knot in our stomach sometimes.
Number 8 you have is ethics violations. Now, of course, in the business world, you think of the problem that Volkswagen had last year with some of their issues, but also FIFA, which is the governing body of soccer. Tell us a little bit about how this factors into the business world.
Seems like business always has some ethical issues because that's where the money is.
Yeah.
And we had the well-known Volkswagen problem with some software making it look like the car was more lower emission than it was. And FIFA, it appears that there is maybe some money being paid under the table to help convince the governing board of FIFA, who is getting the money, allegedly, to pick, you know, country A rather than country B for the site of the World Cup. The World Cup playoffs is a big money maker, and so some countries were slipping a few extra euros and dollars and other currencies to allegedly to the governing board members, and that's just not right.
And if this sounds familiar, it sounds almost like 20 years ago when the USOC, the Olympic Committee, had some of the same problems too.
What goes around comes around, I guess.
Number 7 is the financial hacking that resulted in some of the new ways that people can pay at retail locations, like for instance with their phones. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, we're always hyper about our banks or credit unions getting hacked or wherever we do business. And so the credit card companies have come up with the new strategy of having a chip rather than the magnetic strip. There's something goes on electronically, digitally, to make that that transaction more secure. And then there's the smartphones with Apple Pay and Google Pay and such, being able to use your smartphone, again, some encryption there, and some talking back and forth between the electronic devices to make that transaction more secure.
So a couple of years ago, the Target scandal had just broken. So this has kind of been like what's in the wake of that, right?
It's continuing. That's right.
And number 6, tell us about your 6th biggest business story of 2015.
Well, I put immigration there, and not because it's a political tennis ball going back and forth, but because of the economic situation of it. In the U.S., we have a problem with the labor force participation going down. We have an aging population as the baby boomers are either at or nearing retirement age, and we need people to come in and do some of those jobs. And so economically, we need to have a growing population, a productive population to keep GDP increasing and to help pay some of the debts we're piling up with Social Security and such. And so taking away from the politics of it all, immigration is usually considered by economists to be a positive thing. It shows people want to move into the economy, and hopefully they will be productive citizens in the near future and help add to GDP and help pay our tax bills going forward.
And even right here in central Illinois, when you think of migrant farm workers, maybe you think of the border states or California or something like that. But right here in Illinois, that is an issue. We've had central Illinois farmers tell us that this immigration system needs to be fixed.
We need people to do some of the work that you and I don't want to do. But then again, once they're here, the kids get in the education system, second generation goes to college, and we have at least one presidential candidate right now who is the son of an immigrant. And so, wow, that's quite a good success story.
So again, stories number 10 through 6. Number 10, changes in Social Security. Number 9, stock market volatility. Number 8, ethics as it relates to FIFA and Volkswagen. 7 is the financial hacking scandals and what we're doing in the wake of that. And then number 6, the immigration situation. That's an impressive list of top business stories, but there are still 5 bigger stories from the past year in business news, and we'll examine those next time. Edgar Norton is professor of finance at Illinois State University. Edgar, I look forward to continuing the list with you.
See you then, Willis.
I'm Willis Kern.